NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich announced this week that he is sponsoring a bill that could bring back the annual $20 million federal payments to road repairs around the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, a funding source that expired in 2013. Heinrich's bill would restore that funding in perpetuity, adjusting for inflation to result in payments of up to $40 million annually for as long as WIP is accepting waste, starting in 2027. That bill still needs to get out of committee and voted on in the full Senate. A New Mexico district judge has removed Republican State Representative Rebecca Dow from the June primary ballot, following a legal challenge filed by her former Democratic opponent, Tara Jaramillo. The ruling, issued by Judge Manuel Arrieta, affects House District 38, which spans parts of Socorro, Grant, Sierra, Luna, and Doña Ana counties. Dow, who currently serves as the House Republicans caucus chair, is appealing the decision to the New Mexico Supreme Court. She called the ruling unprecedented and warned it could limit voters' ability to choose their representatives. Critics of the decision also say the case raises broader concerns about the use of partisan legal challenges in shaping the political landscape. If the appeal is unsuccessful, state law could prevent Dow from running as a write-in candidate. That scenario may leave Republican voters in District 38 without a candidate on the ballot. Meanwhile, Democrat write-in candidate David Mooney could win the election by default if no other minority party candidate files on the March 10th deadline. And New Mexico lawmakers are calling new findings on the state's child welfare agency inexcusable. A report from Attorney General Raul Torres details widespread dysfunction inside Children, Youth, and Families Department. After multiple failed reform efforts, some lawmakers now say the agency should be removed from the governor's control. The 200-page report points to two key issues: prioritizing reunification over child safety and misusing confidentiality laws to keep the public in the dark. And the Community Players of Hobbs will present the murder mystery comedy, Murder Me Always, at 7:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday at the Community Players of Hobbs Playhouse, 1700 North Grime Street in Hobbs. Tickets are only $10 each and are available at the door or online at communityplayersofhobbs.org. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.